Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM. We're harvesting soybeans on our farm as I speak. The trucks hauling those soybeans are going to ADM. And after they're crushed, the meal and oil could end up in markets all over the world. ADM, our link to the world. ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. We haven't been able to push the energy bill over the finish line yet. And with the few legislative days left before the election, probably nothing will happen before next year. The bill's important because it provides incentives to increase the use of renewable fuels, especially ethanol. If you're from the Midwest, ethanol is corn. We'll convert more than 1.3 billion bushels of corn into fuel this year, and that's double the production of 2 years ago. There are reasons to be bullish on renewable fuels. We've experienced record-high energy prices this summer. $2 per gallon gasoline will get your attention. The public will demand that we find new sources of energy. The other reason for optimism is that no one wants the United States to grow more dependent on other countries. Today, we're importing more than 50% of our fuel. That's just too much. Both presidential candidates support ethanol, and according to Bob Dineen, president of the Renewable Fuels Association, President Bush has been the most pro-ethanol president this country has ever had. With all those reasons to get the legislation passed, a logical question would be, well, what's holding it up? Well, the energy bill is not just about ethanol. There's an awfully lot of other stuff in there, and some of it not the best. For a long time, it was delayed because it opened the Anwar Alaskan Wildlife Refuge to drilling, and the environmentalists went wild. So that provision was withdrawn. The provision that's holding it back now prevents MTBE manufacturers from being sued for pollution. And there's a lot of politics in this. But I predict we will eventually get a bill that will support the renewable fuels industry and burn even more corn. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.